Today's daf is daf chaf. So we got to around 7 lines down. Tani chada. So one braisa tells us, Tani chada, mochel aviv vein mochel b'no. So a father, pay attention, the father can sell his daughter to his own father. So she could be sold to her grandfather, but not to his own son, which is her brother. V'tani idach ein mochel aviv lo b'no. The other one says, he can sell her to his own father, meaning her grandfather, but not to her son, to his son, which is her brother. So the machlok is whether she can be sold to the grandfather. That's where it comes out. Bishma ina machlo lo aviv lo levino. This makes sense if you can't be sold to the grandfather or to her brother. Kirabanan, who holds that you can't be sold to Krovim in general. Ela machlo aviv ina machlo levino. Come on, if he says you could be sold to the grandfather but not to the son, to the brother, why is there a split? Lo kirabanan lo kirabi Eliezer. It's not like Rabbanan who say he can't be sold to anybody. And it's not like Rabbi Eliezer who says she can be sold to anybody. The Olam Rabbanan, really like the Rabbanan, who holds that she cannot be sold to Krovim. So how could she be sold to her grandfather? Modi Rabbanan heichad ikat tzad yid. Since it's a possibility of yid, meaning, so she's being sold to the grandfather. The grandfather himself cannot perform yid, but with his son, who is her uncle, she can do yid with. So as long as there's a possibility of yid in that selling, that's good enough. You don't have to have yid for the father. As long as one of the sons could do yid with her, that's enough to allow for the mechira. That's the explanation of the price. Okay, interesting. Vayta, the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, im begapo yavo begapo yetza, the gufo nichnas begufo yetza. The passing Mishpatim tells us if he came in with a guf, he leaves with a guf. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. And Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, yichidi nichnas yichidi yetza. If he comes in single, he leaves single. So what does that mean? My begufo nichnas begufo yata. He goes in with his body, he leaves with his body. So Amarava Lomar She'ena Yotze Barashe Yavarim Ke'eved. He does not leave Barashe Yavarim like an Eved does. An Eved Kanani, if he's in slavery and then he loses an Alim, one of the 24 limbs, or one of the 24 limbs listed, so then he goes free. He goes free without, he's missing an eye, he's missing a finger, he goes free. An Eved does not go free like that. An Eved Ivri doesn't go free like that. Rather, he goes begufo with his being mashlim. If let's say he loses an eye, loses a leg, he gets paid back, he gets the payment, compensation for what he lost, so now he's full again, he leaves begufo. That's what it means. He enters full and he leaves full by getting that payment. So Gemara says, Amar Le'abai, Abai says, no, ha'hu b'le milo seite kitei savadim nafka. We learn that he doesn't leave b'rashe avarim like an Eved Kanani from this pasuk. Then Eved Ivri doesn't leave like an Eved Kanani leaves. So you don't need another pasuk. The two psukim are now teaching us, then Eved Ivri doesn't go free with Rashi Avar. So Gemara says, no, Imi Hasim, had I had only that pasuk, Havamina, Nisivli, Dmei Eina, Vinafik, I would think maybe you have to pay him the amount of money, Bigapo Yafa, but also he gets to leave. He gets payment and leave. Kamash Blan, he only gets payment from the word Bigapo Yafa, Bigapo Yafa, but he doesn't get to leave Lo Seite Kitei Savadim. He doesn't get to see it from that. So that's why we need both psukim. That's all according to the Tanakhama, what it means in Begapo Yavo, Begapo Yetze. But according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer Yechidi Nechaz Yechidi Yotza, he comes in single, he leaves single, Ma Yechidi Yotza, what does that mean, he leaves single? Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak HaHechi Kamar, Yeshel Isha Banim, Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Kananis. If he comes in the slavery with a wife and children, so then the master is able to give him half Shivcha Kananis to have more children. But Ein Lo Isha Banim, he's bought as a slave, as an Eved Ivri, without a wife, without children, then Ein Rabba Moshe Lo Shivcha Kananis. Then he doesn't get a Shivcha Kananis. Then he leaves single. He comes in single and leaves single. New Brisa, Tanur Rabbanan. Nimchar B'mana, let's say he sold at the value of 100. Vishbiach, and he ends up being stronger, he works out a lot, and now is worth a value of Amad HaMasayim, he's worth $200 now. Minayin Chein Machashin Lo Elam Mana. How do you know if you're trying to calculate what's left over? You only calculate from the initial $100. Let's make it simple. Let's say it's $600 for the whole year, the whole 6 years. And he goes to $1,200. So let's say after 3 years, he owes $300. You don't say he really should owe $600 now because he's now more valuable. We go based on according to the initial sale of $600. Then the Gemara says, okay, how do you know this again? So Geminayin She'ein Mechashin Lo Ela B'mana. You always go back to the initial sale of a mana. Shinemar Mikesev Miknaso. That the amount of money that was a kinyan was initially made from, that's where the Giron Kesef is working off the initial kinyan. What are the opposite case? Nimkar b'masayim, he sold for $200. V'hichzif v'amar amara, and the value of coins went down, it decreased. There's inflation, so therefore he's only worth $100 now. Minayin she'ein mechashim lo elamara. You only do based on the 100, the current value. Tamalomer kifi shanav, according to the shanav, the current status right now. So you always go lekula. In terms of the Giron Kesef, the yad of the adon is in the tachtona, the yad of the av eved is in the elyona. We always do in favor of the eved. So Gemara says, Ein li ela, eved hanim kar lo bit kochavim. These sources only talk about an eved ivri, who sold to a goy, hoel, v'nigal b'krovim. Since a eved in the possession of eved kanani, rather of a goy, can be redeemed by krovim, there's a certain leniency. So yad al tachtona. So therefore, in general, by all redemptions of a goy, from a goy, you can be very makel. You always go to the smallest amount. But how do I know Nimkar LeYisrael? Let's say the Eved Ivri sold to Yisrael, where we don't tell Krovim to redeem him from the hands of Yisrael. Minolan, how do I know I always go for the lower amount? Tamalomar, Sacher Sacher LeGzer Shava. There's a Gzer Shava connecting of a Eved Ivri sold to a goy, to an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, connecting the two of them. That both cases, you always go Yado Al Tachtona of the Eved Ivri. Always going by the lesser amount. Amar Abaye says, Hareini ki benazai b'shuki teveria. Abaye once said, he said this a few times, I feel like I'm like benazai, the sugis are so clear to me, like in the shuk of Teveria, he lived in Teveria, ask me anything you want, everything's so clear to me right now. He's ready to take any challenge. So Amar Leha, Mirabanan, one of the Tamidei Chachamim who that was there, says to Abaye, Michti, Hani kra iki l'midrashinu l'kula v'iki l'midrashinu l'chumra. These psukim can be darshaned either l'kula or l'chumra. My chazis, right, when it says kesef miknasa, that can mean when it's more money in the beginning. My chazis, the darshino lakula, the jishino lachomer. Why were the chachamim, why were they inclined to learn these both lakula and not both lachomer? So he explained, Abai explains to him as follows. Lo saka daitach, you would never have thought to learn lachomer. Mida akarachmana legave, from the fact that elsewhere we're more makel by an evidiri, so we're also makel with regards to pidyon. Where do we find that we're more makel? By an Eved Ivri in general. The Tanya, ki tov lo imcha, that the Eved Ivri should be good with you. What do you mean, tov lo imcha? So Gemara explained, imcha b'maychel, imcha b'mishteh, with food, with drink, shlo te'ata ocha pasnikia, you should be eating nice clean bread, v'hu ocha paskivar, he eats an inferior type of bread. Ata shosa yayin yashan, you're drinking old wine, aged wine, v'hu shosa yayin chadash, he has new fresh wine. Ata Yashein Agavi Mochum, he's sleeping on nice, rather, you're sleeping on nice pillows and blankets and mattresses. Vu Yashein Agavi Tevin, he's sleeping on some straw. Mikan Amru, from here we say, Kol Hakona Eved Ivri, Kakona Adon Lasmo. A person who purchases an Eved Ivri is like buying an Adon for himself. You have to have responsibilities for these people. So we see, just like there's an Indian of Kula, we have to treat him properly, so to make it with how he gets out, how he gets the Pidyon. Mar says, how can you make such a jump? Ema, maybe you could say, honey, mele, le, ne, nechli, v'shasiya. Only by eating and drinking are we makel to him, ki hecha delo lisar le. So he doesn't go through such sorrows. But ha, le, ne, pidyon, nachmer le. Maybe we should be machmer on him when it comes to the serving, midi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says that, we'll see in a second, how he did all these different aveiros, which caused him. He should be going, this is an onesh for him. And we should be machmer when it comes to pidyon. Who's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina? The Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Omer, Ba'arei, Kama Kasha, Ava, Kasha, Ribis, Shashvias, rather. Come, see how terrible, how severe Av Kasha, Ribis is. What's Av Kasha, Ribis? Rashi explains, Av Kasha, Shashvias, Rashi explains, around 20 lines up, Isser, Hakel, Shabbat, the least severe Isser of Shvias, Shabbat, Ha'osa, Schar, Beperoseh. Somebody who sells his peros, which is Aser, but it's not so bad, but it's still an Isser. The habi le lav habamil chal aseh. It's a lav that's inferred from an aseh. The aseh is lachla. You're supposed to eat the fruit, and we infer from that velo l'schar. You can't do merchandise. So it's an isra aseh. It's a very low isra. It's called avka shel shvius. So look what happens. Back to the Gemara now. Avka shel ribis shel shvius. Rather, all them knows even knows him. But peir shvius. A guy is doing business with peir shvius. Lasof, in the end, his punishment will be moches matatul. He's going to be forced to sell all his movable objects. Shinemar, as it says, Bishnas HaYovel, Tashuvu, that's referring to Shemitah and Yovel, Isha Chuzasa, when everything returns back, V'samechla, right next to that Pasuk, V'chi Simkru, Memcha L'Amisecha, you're going to sell things to your friend, Okonu Miyad Amisecha, or buy things, Dover HaNikna Miyad Yad, something that's bought, passed on from one hand to the next, meaning Metatlin. So a person doesn't observe Shvius and Yovel properly, he's going to lead to losing and selling off all his Metatlin. lo hirgish. He's not going to feel this. He's not going to feel the pain like he should. So then he's not going to realize that, wait a second, he loses his ultimate talent because he was violating Aveira. He's not going to realize this. Lasof, in the end, Mochesh Sadosov, he's going to sell off his field. Shenemar, ki yomuch achicha, umacha mechazuzaso. He's going to get very, very poor. He's going to start selling off his property. Lo basliado, now it's not going to come to his hand. Ad shemocha, now that's going to ultimately lead ad shemocha's base is going to sell his house. Shenemar, ki yimchor as base Moshev ad chomah. Gemara now interjects for just a moment first. Maishna hasan damar lo hirgish, maishna hachal damar lo basal yadum. Initially it said, he didn't feel the pain, he should have felt the pain of why he's losing his metalton. He didn't feel it. When he sold off his fields, it just said, and after he sells his field off, he's going to sell his house. Why not say, lo hirgish bo, he didn't recognize that he was losing the fields because of the Aveira. It goes right into selling fields, straight into selling a house. So Gemara explains, based on the famous line, Kedir Rav Huna, Damar Rav Huna, Kevin Sha'avar Adam Aveira, person violates an Aveira once, Vishanaba, and then he does it a second time, Huchalo, it becomes Mutter to him. Ask the Mar Huchalo, Sagadatach, it's Mutter, you do two negatives, it becomes a positive? Chas Vishalom. Elanasis Lokheter becomes Mutter. He's so used to it, so regular to do to for him, it becomes like Mutter. That's why the first offense is Lo Hirgish, but he doesn't feel it like he's supposed to. But right by the second offense, there's no feeling to be felt anymore. He's completely been numbed by this and desensitized, and Tamamish Lo Basliyad, that's going to go right into the selling his property and selling his houses. So Gemara says, Lo Basliyad, then what's going to lead to after selling off his house, Ad Shemoches Bito, he's going to sell his daughter off now. Shenemar, V'chiyimchor Ish Es Bito La'ama. So wait a second. This pasuk did not appear in the same pesukim as the other ones. All the other pesukim were next to each other. This pasuk appears as the Gemara tells on the side of Shmos Chaf Aleph and Mishpatim. All the other ones appeared in Parshas Behar. The Gemara explained, "Dafagav de Bita lo ksivei b'hayinana." Even though Bita wasn't mentioned in this pasuk, "Kemash Milan Nizban Inish Barte," a person's willing to sell his daughter, "Velo Nizibaribisa," and not loan on ribis, not borrow on ribis rather, because the very next pasuk in the pasuk in Behar talks about ribis. It skipped the stage of selling the daughter. So Gemara understands, before a person's going to ever borrow on ribis, he'll first sell his daughter off. Fascinating. My time. What's the reason why he'll sell his daughter off prior to borrowing on interest? Barte migar v'nafka. His daughter, after a time, will eventually come back to him. He'll eventually get that. After time, she'll work off her outstanding loan, and then she'll come back. But ha, when it comes to ribis, mosif v'azla, the interest is going to take, going to continue to add up and add and compound, and he won't be able to handle it. And then the next line after he sells his daughter, lo bas liado ad shelava beribis, then he's going to start really being desperate and borrowing interest. Shenemar v'chiyom v'chichich, a person's going to get so poor, umat yado imcha v'samer chala, and next it says, el ta tikach mito, which is a pasuk that talks about ribis and neshech, so that leads to borrowing on interest. Then, lo bas liado ad shemoches asma, that's going to lead him to selling himself. Shenemar v'chiyom v'chichich v'nimkar lach, he's going to sell himself to you. Lo lecha, not to you, el leger. He's going to sell himself to a ger, shenemar leger. Lo leger tzedek, not to a ger who converted, el leger toshev, a goy who's living among you, shenemar ger toshev, mishpachas ger. Ze ovid kochavim kshu omer laker. Right, sorry, it's not, ze ovid kochavim. That's ovid kochavim. Kishuhu omer laker, zehu nimkar lo ovid kochavim atzma. So he's going to sell himself to a goy. That's how bad things get. So we see from all of this, though, that the reason why, maybe really, just because we're nice to him in what he eats and what he drinks, maybe we should be nice to him in terms of the pidyon, because we're very machmir. Look what happened. This all started because he was violating the Isra Shavius. So we shouldn't let him go free early, and we shouldn't allow him for pidyon. That was a challenge they had to Abaye.
Was the same thing by Amavriya? Is that Ebed Ivri? Or was that all the halachas before?
Which one's about?
Yeah, I have to give him a pill.
Yeah. That's I think so, yeah. So now Abai responds back to this very sharp Talmud Chacham. Amrle, Hasam, Hahajrle, Kra. There, the pasuk returns back to it, meaning what? The Tani, the Bei Rabbi Yishmael, Hol, Vahalach, Zeb, and Asa, Komer, Lavodas, Chachavim. So since that guy who sold into slavery to be literally Komer, Lavodas, Chachavim, to be a priest for the Goyim, Ema Lidche, Evan Acher Hanofel. So we should push him further and make him fall even further, push a rock after him after he falls. Tamalomer, Achre Nimkar Gula Tielo. After he sold, then we should redeem him. You're right, he did a lot of bad things, he got into a very bad place, but we don't just walk away and leave him to dry and to die, so rather, we go out and redeem him. So we try to redeem him, that was his Rabbi's response. Gemara says, Ve'ema, maybe we should say, Gula tielo, kecha delo litmei benho vit kochavim. Maybe we should redeem him in order that he doesn't become assimilated among the goyim, but, halin and pidon nachmi aleha, midi Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yechanina. So, Enechanami, we should do a pidyon. No one's going to say we should leave him to be living in the churches, but whoever said we're supposed to be lenient, how much we should redeem him. Maybe the amount we should redeem him, we should be machmir because Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, because he was so, he was such a severe iser, because all the chetam he did. So, Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Trey Krai, Ksivi, the two divim psukim, that are going to be the source of how we know we're lenient. Ksiv, one pasuk says, Im od rabbos b'shanim, if there's more time, and the rest of the pasuk is, Im od rabbos b'shanim lufiem yashiv gulaso mikesim magnaso. And the other pasuk says, Vim mat nishar b'shanim, if a little bit's left over, avshas yovel, v'chishiv lo kafi shana of you, calculate yashiv es gulaso. So the two psukim that talk about the pidyon, one's talking about where there's a lot of years left over, and one's where there are very little years left over. So what are we learning from here? El nisraba kaspo mikesim magnaso, Paul. Are there long years or the short years? All years are the same. Ella, what it means is nisraba kaspo. If the kesa goes up, mikasa magnaso nismite kaspo. We're supposed to kafisham. You're supposed to diminish. The mite's not talking about in the years. It's talking about what we're supposed to be doing. We're supposed to be mite. So that's how we explain this. This is the drasha that you're mite.
Is it possible to be more than six? Six is the max.
Not the amount of days in a year. But how many years there could be. Okay. He says, no, they can't be. And six is the max. It's a set amount. So what's Me'ayit doing and what's Merabba doing? It's referring to meaning Me'ayit from the value. If the value went up, we're Me'ayit to the lesser amount. Mara says, Ve'ema, maybe say the Pesukim mean as follows. Ema hachi kamar. Heicha David shrei upash le'dal. Let's say he served for 2 years and there remains 4 years left. Nisi le'dal. He should pay Mikasa Magnasa, he should pay 4 years left over, whatever's remaining. Ovid Arba, if he served 4 years, Upashale Tarti, and the 2 years left over, Nisiv Tarti, Kifishanov, he should pay 2 years over the remaining 2 years. So the Gemara says, Imkain, if that's what it's telling us, Nichtav Kara Im Od Rabbo Shanim, Im Mai, Nishar Shanim Mai, sorry. Imkain, Nichtav Kara Im Od Rabbo Shanim, Im Mai, Nishar Shanim, Mai Bishanim. What do you mean the letter Bez? Nisraba Kaspo Bishanim. What is the Bishanim doing? Mikesev Miknaso Nismait Kaspo Bishanim Kifishanov. So it's referring to what's the extra Bez doing Bishanim. That's going to tell us, as Rashi explained how the Drasha works, so just an extra letter Bez here. Let's see. Rashi says Nismait Kaspo Bisoch Shanim. Just understand the Drasha for a second. Not exactly sure how the drush is from the letter Bez. I'm not sure if just because the extra Bez it's an extra Bez, or it's somehow you're supposed to diminish within. It's not simply talking about what's left over. It's talking about you lessen the amount of money that's being paid. I'm not fully appreciating that drush. The Gemara now says, first why line down. Amar of Yosef, the Rashin and Rav Nachman, Lahani Krai Kisinai. Rav Yosef says that Rav Nachman explained these psukim, mamish the way they're given at Har Sinai. Which is interesting. Rav Yosef is the one who holds the Gemara at the end of Horios, the Gemara and the Brachos. Rabba and Rav Yosef had a machlokas. Rabba was Okar Harim. Rav Yosef himself was Sinai. He's called Sinai. He had a tremendous bekiyas throughout all Shas. So it's interesting that he's the one who's saying Rav Nachman. He understood. He appreciated what it meant to be Sinai. So that's why he's coining Rav Nachman's the darshaning of the halachas like. The Gemara now says Simon Eved Beis Chatzan Beis Eved Krovim. So the Gemara asks the question: By Minei Rav Huna, Mirav Bar Chanina, Chinina, Mirav Sheishes. Eved Ivri Hanimkar Lovid Kochabim, Nigal Chatzan or Eino Nigal Chatzan. Can you redeem him partially? He's working for 6 years. Can you redeem him for 3 years? And in 3 years he'll become free. Or do you have to wait for the full amount? So Gemara says, Gulasa Gulasa Mistei Achuza. We have a Gzer Shavam. Gamar, Ma Stei Achuza Eino Nigal Chatzan. You can only redeem it if you have the full amount. Afhai Nami Eino Nigal Chatzan. So Tiro, so you can only redeem it if you have the full amount. You cannot redeem it for half. Odilma, or perhaps. The kula aminam, lechuma lo aminam. Or maybe the gezeir shavat the steachuza is only with respect to kulas, But now with respect to chumras, I think Gemara later on will explain what the kula is. So the Gemara answers now, Amrlei lav amris, did I not already tell you once before? Hasam nimkar kulo velo chetzio, hachanami nigal kulo velo chetzio. We said earlier that when you sell an eved, we had this discussion a couple of days ago, you can only sell the eved for the full amount, you can't sell half of his body. So just like the sale can't be for half, so to the redemption can't be for half either. Amr Abai Abai says Imtim Salomer, if you want to say Nigal Lechatzon, let's say you want to assume for a second that you can redeem partially. Mishkachas al Kula ulechumra. You find there's a Kula and there's also a Chumra, meaning what? Lekula, what's the Kula? Zavne b'meya yav lechamshin palga dedame. Let's say he was sold for 100 and now you give 50 for the half of the amount. The Ashbach, now he goes up in value, become a Masar, now he's worth 200. So e amris nigal chatzayin, you do say he can get redeemed for half the amount. Yav le meya v'nafik, he should get 100 and go free. Vi amris ein nigal chatzayin, yav le meya v'chamishin v'nafik. So what's going on here? So this is an interesting shot because Gemara is about to say, we said, how can you calculate this? So again, if you say that redemption worked, so he paid half the amount. So the other, now he's worth 200. You only owe another 100. The remaining half. But if the half redemption doesn't work, so you paid 50, that doesn't count. You owe now, at the end of the day, you owe 200, you owe another 150. The Gemara asks the obvious question, we're all bothered by it. What do you mean? How could you go according to the new amount, his new value, his new worth? V'ha'amr, didn't we say before, Nisraba Kaspo Mekesa Mignaso? We go back to the initial amount. You always go back to the 100. Gemara says, Kigon de'oker v'zal v'oker. No. We're talking about a case where he started off as 200, went down to 100, then went back up to 200. In that case, everyone will agree it goes back, and since both bookmarks are 200, then it will go back to the higher amount. That's what it's referring to. So let's say he started off as 200, went down to 100. They gave 50 to redeem half of him, and now he goes up to 200. Do you owe only another 100, because the half now is only 100, or do you owe another 150, because the 50 you gave wasn't towards half, it was just waiting till the remaining amount is paid. Do you have to give 150? That's the question. I hope that was somewhat clear. Fine. Correct, exactly. Now we have the opposite case. Mishkachas la l'chumra, we find the chumra as well if you assume that nigal l'chatzan works. Zavne b'masan, he was sold for 200. B'yav meya, then he gave 100, so that covered half. Palgi d'dame. V'ichsav, then he went down. B'kama me, now he's only worth 100. So I amris nigal l'chatzan, so he's only redeemed half. Now yav l'chamsh, you have to give another half, enough of it, because you only paid half of it. But it doesn't work, so you gave $100 as pretty much a loan to him, and now you want to use it to redeem him. It was a pikadon, gave, yavlu, in essence you gave it to the Adam, now the $100, which is his worth right now, that what you gave 3 years ago, is going to cover the cost of his current worth, and he will go free. That's the chumra, if you assume that nigal and lechatzayin. Okay, weiter.
Yeah. I don't understand what this whole. We just said
ein nigal lechatzayin. No, but then Abai says imtim salomer nigal lechatzayin. Sounds like imtim salomer. He wasn't so convinced by that. Right.
And also is nigal lechatzayin only by a mochel oved kochavim? This question. Why do we have the question only by oved kochavim? It's going to be different.
That's a good question. Why was it limited to that case?
Because that was given the ability to do so. The whole svara was because he's going to be more chalav and that's what you would think to go all the way out.
But you are allowed to. Pidyon and giron kesef works also for being sold to a Jew, though. I'm not sure why dafka in this case. Gemara asks now: Bay minei Rav Huna bar Chinina mirav sheishes hamocher bias bibate arichama. A guy sells a house that's in a walled city. Can you redeem it before or not? You have a year to redeem it for yourself if you sell the house within a year chomer. After that, it remains in the possession of the lokayach. So Gemara says, "Gulasa, gulasa, misteachuza, gamar, masteachuza, eno nigelam, nigelas lechatzayin, af hai nami eno nigel lechatzayin." Exer shav al dilma hecha degali gali hecha degali gali lo gali. Only where it's been exposed, revealed that it doesn't work by steachuza, but it's never been mentioned at all by bati arechoma. Then maybe that case chatan should work. Amalei mi medrashel shirabi Shimon nishma. We can learn from his teaching. Nishma shelova v'goel chatan. a guy who borrows and then he redeems and redeems the chatzayin. What does that mean? Rashi explains, if he doesn't have any money, he could borrow and redeem. So what's he talking about here? Im lava. Which case is he referring to here? Which application about borrowing and redeeming? Aha. So there's halacha. Interesting. When it comes to the halachas of bais b'bat erichoma, if I want to buy my house back, I could borrow from somebody and use that money to pay for it. When it comes to steachuzah, there's a mefurish pasuk that I'm not allowed to borrow someone's money in order to get my steachuzah back. So just like there's a distinction in terms of borrowing and redeeming, so too there's a distinction of goal chatzayin. That just because steachuzah I'm not allowed to redeem partially, I am allowed to perhaps redeem partially when it comes to b'bat erichoma. The Tanya, the Gemara says, im gal yigal, milamed shalava v'gal, v'gal chatzayin.
Why? What's the svar by Arichoma?
It just seems from the im gal, it's a lashon of redeem, it's coming to include not only from my own money, but from even someone else's money, I'm allowed to do the redemption, and even partially I'm allowed to do redemption as well. The fact that there's a double lashon of multiple types of geulas. So Amar Rabbi Shimon explains, ma tam, what was the reason? The fisha matzina b'mochis adei achuzda sheyafa kocho. That there's a certain koach when a steachuzah she'im higiyova v'lo nigala, if Yova comes and never redeemed it, choser slabala, if I sold my steachuzah to you, I wasn't able to redeem it, Yova comes along, I get the steachuzah back. Hura kocha, sorry, I skipped a line here. Hura biyova, if I sell it.
And I think it's because we find that there's yafek kocha, therefore also hura kocha.
Hura kocha she'ina lova. V'gol chatzayim. However, when it comes to maktish, when maktish a property, shur kocha, that I have a certain weakness, a certain she'im higia yovel, v'lo nigel, if yovel comes, I don't redeem it, yo to the kohanim, I lose it, b'yovel. So yof a kocha.
The hura kocha was going on the steachuza, because that because they strengthened his ability to get it back, it was hura kocha she'in lova v'gol chatzayim.
Right, you can't do that. Since you have a certain advantage, you have a certain disadvantage.
Makish,
I have a disadvantage that Yovel, I don't get it back. So therefore, Yafa Kocha, there's a certain advantage I get. Shulava Vagol, Vagol Chatan. So Gemara says, so now, what about Mocher Bayis Bebati Arechoma? Hi, Mocher Bayis Bebati Arechoma, Nami Hol Vahura Kocha, there's a certain weakness. Shim Mileyalo Shana Tamima, Blo Nigala, Nechlat, if I sell it and a whole year goes by, I don't redeem it, I have a certain disadvantage, it's lost for me forever. So Yafakoko, Shalava Vagol, Vagol Khatan, I should have the advantage of being able to borrow and redeem and borrow partially. And redeem partially. Okay, the question is, should we stop here? That was a lot. Okay, we'll stop here and Mirza Shem will pick up tomorrow. Oh, yeah.